الحمد لله والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولما توجه تلقاء مدين قال عسى ربي أن يهديني سواء السبيل وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الحياء والإيمان قرنا جميعا فإذا رفع أحدهما رفع الآخر أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. In the 20th juz of the Quran Majid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a very amazing incident and an incident that is filled with lesson from the life of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. This incident had taken place 10 years before Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was blessed with nubuwat. 10 years before he became a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this incident had transpired. The introduction to this incident is another very lengthy incident. The gist of it is that Fir'aun had sent out a search warrant for Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam departs and he escapes from Egypt, fleeing for his life. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam left all of a sudden. So he didn't even have shoes on his feet. He didn't have any provisions whatsoever. He didn't even have any direction where he is going. So when he leaves Egypt in this state of hunger, in this state without any shoes, and severe state of fear, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam leaves and he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should show him the directions to the place that he intended to go, and that was towards Madian. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam traveled for 7 to 8 days, eating the leaves of trees for survival. And now he reaches this place, Madian. When he reaches here, it is in current day, present day Jordan, the place of Madian is there. From Egypt he comes now to Madian. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam comes to a well, a watering hole. When he comes to this watering hole, وَجَدَ عَلَيْهِ أُمَّةً مِنَ النَّاسِ يَسْقُونَ, he finds many people there, many shepherds, and they have their animals, they have their flocks, and they are feeding their animals water from that well, from that watering hole. But there was something that caught the attention of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, something different, something unique. What was it that caught his attention? وَجَدَ مِن دُونِهِمُ امْرَأَتَيْنِ تَذُودَانِ. On one side, in one corner, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam sees that there are two women there. Now why it caught his attention? Because this was not normal. It was not normal for the woman to be emerging from the home. It was not normal for the woman to be outside. So this was something that was abnormal, something that was different. And this caught the attention of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And tazudan, these women were holding their flocks back. They were not allowing their flock to go and drink water. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, who was going to become a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the hallmarks and the outstanding features of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam is their very, very deep concern for humanity. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, even prior to Nubuwat, many incidents in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, we don't have the time to go into it. Their very deep concern for others. They could not see someone else in a problem. They couldn't tolerate themselves going through difficulty. He himself is going through hunger for 7 to 8 days, eating leaves for his survival. But he sees these two women, and they are in this problem. They have to feed the animals. The compassion of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, 10 years before Nubuwa, did not allow him to rest. It did not allow him to ignore this. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam goes and he asked them, مَا خَطْبُكُمَا, what is the matter? why are you here and why are you holding back your flocks and not allowing your flocks to drink water? So these two girls, these two women, who later on we will learn that they were actually the daughters of a Nabi. They were the daughters of Nabi Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam. So they say, لا نسقي حتى يصدر الرعاء. We will not feed our animals until all the shepherds go away. We will not feed our animals until all the shepherds go away. Why? Out of modesty. Out of bashfulness. How can we rub shoulders with the men? How can we intermingle with the men? And then the next question will come, that if you have so much of modesty and you're so concerned about not intermingling, then why have you come out of your home in the first place? So they answer this also. And they say, وَأَبُونَا شَيْخٌ كَبِيرٌ. Our father is an extremely old man. Not just old man. Our father is very old. Because he is very old, he cannot do this work on his own. And there's no one else to feed the animals. Therefore, we are forced to leave the home and do this task. A very important point here. That the place of a woman is within the home. Under dire circumstances, they were forced to leave the home. It was not a choice. It was necessity. There was no other means whatsoever. And this was their means of survival. This was their livelihood. So they were forced to leave. But despite them leaving out of necessity, despite them leaving out of desperation, they never forgot the haya. They still upheld the haya and they did not rub shoulders with men. On this point, let us just reflect. It's a summertime. It's a time when everyone wants to enjoy themselves in the water. And Allah forbid, so many times we risk the haya and integrity and chastity of our daughters and our families by allowing them to rub shoulders with men and rub shoulders with the opposite gender just to enjoy themselves in the beach and to enjoy themselves in the pool. So, in a public pool. So this is something that could never be comprehended. Yeah, out of need they left the home. Despite them leaving out of need, they still never rub shoulders with the men. They would wait on one side. When the men would go away, when the shepherds would leave, then only they would bring their animals. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, as we explain, the compassion that he had did not allow him to see the situation and not assist them. So he says to them, I will feed your animals. Now, there was a well, and this well would be covered with a huge rock. It would normally take 10 shepherds to carry this rock. By now they had already covered the rock. So what used to happen was, they would cover the rock, cover the well with the rock, and they would go away. Then these two women, these two daughters of Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam, they would feed their animals the leftover water that was on the side. That's what they would feed the animals. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam goes and single-handedly he lifts this rock up. This was the strength that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with. On his own, single-handedly he lifts up this rock. And then he feeds these animals, he gives them water to drink, and these girls go home. Now when these girls go home, they came home earlier than normal. Normally, for example, they would return home at 5 o'clock, they came home at 4:30 p.m. So the father is asking, why you came early today? Look at how alert this father was. What supervision he had over his children, that they came early today. Not that my son came home at midnight, I can't even ask him why you came so late. Here they came early, he's asking why you came early. The importance of a parent being very alert, especially in today's time, and especially in the days that we're going through. We need to pick up telltale signs, certain alarm bells. I'm seeing a sudden change in the behavior of my child. All of a sudden, my son is very worried about his hairstyle, who he's doing his hair up for. All of a sudden, my daughter is glued to her phone. First of all, she's not supposed to be having a phone of her own. She's glued to her phone. Why is she glued to that phone? These are alarm bells that we need to pick up. We need to be alert. And then we take steps thereafter, whatever steps need to be taken. So this father, whom they themselves describe as Shaykhun Kabir, a very old man. Despite him being very very old, he was so alert that he picked up that my daughters have come home early today. And he asked them, why you came early today? They explained the incident of the man that assisted them. Now, Nabi Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam was a Nabi of Allah. Someone did a favor to us. We have to repay this favor. This seems to be a stranger. We need to repay this favor. In the meantime, on the side of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he had no place to go. He was hungry, 8 days hunger. But he did not ask for any repayment for the favor that he did. Rather, he goes to the shade of a tree and he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A very amazing dua of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. Oh Allah, I am desperately in need of whatever good you will send to me. This dua is a very effective dua for finding a spouse also. But first wife, not second wife. Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. So he makes this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam, he wanted to repay the favor that this stranger did to him. So he didn't have any mail to send. He was forced to send his daughter. So he sends one of his daughters now to call that stranger home. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the walk of this woman. As a lesson for insan right till qiyamah. That when a woman is forced to leave the home, then how she will carry herself, how she will conduct herself. فَجَاءَتْهُ إِحْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي عَلَى اسْتِحْيَا. Allah says, one of these two girls come to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. تَمْشِي عَلَى اسْتِحْيَا. Allah says, she was walking with modesty. She was walking with bashfulness. The mu'arrikheen, the historians and mufassirin explain that when she approached Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, then although there were no laws of parda at that time, the laws of parda were only made obligatory in the 6th year after Hijrah. So this was long before that. Although there were no laws of parda, the natural bashfulness and modesty which a noble woman has, which a woman of nobility has, did not allow her to come in front of a strange man with her face open. So she covers her face with her sleeve. She takes her sleeve and she covers her face. And then she comes before Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. On the side of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he sees this strange woman approaching, صَوَّبَ رَأْسَهُ, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam lowers his head. We'll say the Mawlana said, first glance is permissible. So I'll take a nice first glance. First accidental glance. And that too, the gaze must be turned immediately. Musa alayhi salam realized that a woman is approaching. He didn't say, let me see properly whether it's a boy or a girl. No. Oh, I know this person. He realized that it was a woman. صَوَّبَ رَأْسَهُ. He immediately drops his head. He lowers his head. She comes to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at the different aspects of haya that Allah is explaining within this incident, so that we understand and learn that even when a woman is forced because of dire need to leave her home, how she will conduct herself. So she comes to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and she gives a short but not sweet message. She gives a short but comprehensive message. She says, Inna abi yad'uka liyajziyaka ajra ma saqayta lana. Let's just take a scenario. A woman walks up to a man and says, come with me. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of doubts. What she's calling me for? Maybe she got some evil intention. So he didn't come. She didn't come and just say, come with me. She gave a full message, but a short message. Inna abi yad'uka. My father is calling you. And why my father is calling you? She didn't leave it vague. But she gave a full message, she gave the reason. لِيَجْزِيَكَ أَجْرَ مَا سَقَيْتَ لَنَا. He wants to repay you for the favor that you have done for us, for you feeding our animals. So she gave a full message. No ambiguity whatsoever. Haya in her speech as well. Now Musa alayhi salatu wasalam needs to go with her. Obviously, she knows the direction, he doesn't know the direction. So in our context, we'll say, if we're in a situation like this, now I'm forced to look at the woman. She has to walk in front of me. But what does he do? This is haya, this is modesty. 10 years before becoming a Nabi, he says to her that you walk behind me. Don't walk in front of me, you walk behind me. And if you have to give directions, you don't need to give verbal directions. Unnecessarily, I don't need to hear your voice also. No verbal directions. You throw the pebble, you throw a pebble in the direction that you want me to turn. So if I need to go to the right, you throw a pebble in that direction. If I need to go towards the left, you throw a pebble in that direction. This level of haya, when two strangers were forced to interact, but this was the level of haya. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam comes over, Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam, and now Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam asked him what happened. He gave his full story, his incident of him escaping and running away from Egypt, from Fir'aun. Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam comforts him. He says, don't worry, Fir'aun doesn't have any authority over this area. This is out of his authority, so you don't need to worry about anything. There's no fear. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam now feared that perhaps Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam is going to repay him for the good that he did. He did something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did a favor to them, not for anything in return. He did it only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now he feared that he will be repaid and he will be remunerated for the favor that he did. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam says to Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam that I come from such a family. I come from such a family. لا يبيعون شيئا من عمل الآخرة بملء الأرض ذهبا. If they do an action of akhirat, if they do a good deed, then you can give them the world full of gold. They're not prepared to take it in exchange of that good deed that they did. Why? So sincere that they do only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for anything whatsoever, not for name, not for fame, not for any monetary remuneration whatsoever, only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with one iota of this level of ikhlas. So when he says this to Nabi Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam says to him, I am not repaying you for your favor, but adati wa adatu abai, نَقْرِ الضَّيْفُ نُطْعِمُ الطَّعَامُ. It's our family tradition. It's the tradition of our family that we are hospitable people. We feed people, we entertain guests. And respected friends, this was the tradition of many of our families. But unfortunately, this good quality is leaving our homes. Leaving our homes, it's famous among the people that come from up country. They say, holiday time when you come to Durban, then the first question they ask you, when you came? And the second question, when you're going? When you came and when you're going? There was a time when the houses would be open. Today we'll give them a list of all the halal restaurants in Durban. And that restaurant, this is very nice there. You go there, you won't go wrong. Our homes have closed. Our homes have closed. And now all these places are flourishing. Nevertheless, Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam gives him this answer. Now, one of the daughters of Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam, she says to the father, that, oh my father, Ya abat ista'jir, oh my father, employ this person. This also explains her haya. Why? Because we were doing this work out of necessity. We didn't have anyone to do this work for us. There was dire necessity, therefore we were leaving the home. Now there is a suitable replacement. There is someone that we can employ to carry out this task. We don't need to leave the home now. Ya abat ista'jir. And then she says, this was her level of intelligence and far-sightedness. She says, Inna khayra man ista'jarta al-qawiyyul amin. The best person that you can employ is a person that's capable and a person that is trustworthy. An honest person. He has to be capable to do the job. And then he must be honest, otherwise he'll take you for a ride. Now look at the father, again, how alert. You spoke about two qualities of this man. He's a stranger. How you know he's capable and how you know he's honest. Look at how alert the father is. How can you be knowing something about a strange man? Was there something happening before? So then she explains, with regards to him being capable, he carried that rock which normally 10 people would carry, he carried it on his own. And with regards to his honesty and integrity, when we were coming, he made me walk behind him, and that incident, she gave that incident. So this is his honesty. Therefore, I understood this. Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam was a father. He wasn't looking short term, he was looking long term. I don't only need to employ someone to run my business, I need a son-in-law also. So he offers Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that you work for me for 8 years, and you can marry my daughter. Incident is lengthy, we will summarize the incident. And he says, if you want, you can give an additional 10 years, an additional 2 years, making it 10. So 8 years, you have to work. If you want, you can give an additional 2 years. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he goes on to say, وَمَا أُرِيدُ وَنْ أَشُقَّ عَلَيْكَ. I won't be hard on you. I won't be hard on you. Today we feel that to be a good businessman, you need to be a hard businessman. He says, وَمَا أُرِيدُ وَنْ أَشُقَّ عَلَيْكَ. I won't be hard on you. And سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْشَاءَ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. You will find me to be a good person. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam says, ذَلِكَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ. This is the agreement. The agreement is 8 years. أَيَّمَ الْأَجَلَيْنِ قَضَيْتُ فَلَا أُدْوَانَ عَلَيْهِ. He's becoming his son-in-law. He's being offered the daughter, but he still makes sure that his dealing is clear. His dealing must be clear. Why? Live like brothers, deal like strangers. No such thing like aprucha. Aprucha, aprucha afterwards, and we're all fighting after that. No. Everything must be clear. أَيَّمَ الْأَجَلَيْنِ قَضَيْتُ فَلَا أُدْوَانَ عَلَيْهِ. That whichever of the two durations, whichever of the two times, whether it's 8 years or 10 years, whichever one I complete, there must be no force and no compulsion on me. And Allah, wallahu ala ma naqulu wakil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is a witness over this transaction and this agreement of ours. So, this incident of Nabi Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam's daughters and Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is an incident which is filled with lesson. Especially as we explained the lesson of haya. So many aspects of haya. They were forced to leave the home. But despite being forced to leave the home, they did not mix with others, with men. They did not rub shoulders with the men. They stayed aloof. And we explained the importance of us being cautious with regards to going to public places, to enjoy ourselves in the water, etc. during this time of the year, especially other times as well. So, remaining aloof, not rubbing shoulders with the men. And then, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, his concern, and how he assisted them, not wishing for any remuneration. They go home early, the father is so alert, why you came early today? And the importance of being alert as parents, for us to pick up alarm bells, and to pick up telltale signs, so we can take action, where action needs to be taken. Then, the aspect of her coming again to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, walking with modesty, covering her face, giving a full message, not giving an ambiguous message, returning, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam making her walk behind, and throwing a pebble in the direction that he needed to turn. Then the discussion between Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam, and finally, Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam offering him his daughter, being clear when it comes to transactions. And then one more point, Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam was offering his daughter to a pauper, to a person that didn't have shoes, to a person who had no money, he didn't have food, he didn't have a place to stay. He offered him his daughter. Why? Because he understood that the wealth of values that this boy has, the wealth of values that this youngster has, is something that money can never buy. I can give my daughter to a wealthy boy, to a wealthy youngster, but without values, without these qualities, this is not something that will give my daughter a happy life. A happy life is not because of material possessions. A happy life is based on correct values and commitment to deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us with the lives of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa mulana Muhammadi wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.